I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty here at 96.5 The Fan. Loaded show for you today. Derek Johnson, Sean Smith, Matt Cotrero, Josh Briscoe.
That's a lot of guests for us. We don't normally have a lot of guests.
Nope.
But we got good ones today.
We've got some guesses on how we think the game's going to go tonight. I think the Chiefs win. I think it's a sloppy, nasty, wet show out there. But they'll keep that thing covered until they got to go out there and take videos of Mahomes throwing 80 yards and Butker placing them from 65.
How about Seabass yesterday with that 61-yard field goal to win that thing for Buffalo yesterday? He did that with ease.
That was really easy.
There was a topic that was brought up in the owners' meeting that kind of flew under the radar about them trying to narrow the goalposts moving forward. And I'm being serious about that. They think the kicking game has gotten too good in the NFL, and the owners are exploring narrowing the goalposts.
I love it.
You do?
I love it.
Why? Like, why mess with something? Just leave it be. Like, of all things to, like, fix in the NFL, we got to narrow the goalposts.
Personally, I'd have you start further back. You just don't have it's too easy to score now. You start at the 30. Kickers can kick from the 40.
Yeah.
I mean, you got what? You got 30 yards.
Yeah, that's all you really need. 30 yards for points. But so be it. I mean, isn't that what we want? More scoring and
that's
whatnot?
True. No, you're right. That's true.
You know, so I mean, like, of all things the owners need to talk about in the NFL, the size of the goalpost, I didn't think would ever come up and be in conversation. But, I mean, we see that dude would have been good from 70 yesterday.
I think
you should add another, like, thing.
Yeah.
And if you hit the, like, middle one,
you get four
or whatever. And then if you go for the outside, which is wider, it's just the normal three.
Oh, okay. I don't hate that.
Yeah,
no, I mean,
it just feels like we're talking about, like, lowering and raising the mound on the, because, like, what was it? They wanted to, like, lower the mound because they thought the velocity was going too fast.
They did it in, like, 1968.
Yeah, Bob Gibson pitched
too good or something for the Cardinals, and then they lowered the mound. I think they lowered the mound.
They lowered it, and now they want to lower it again. I don't know.
Do they really want to lower it again?
There was a conversation where they either wanted to move it back further because
That's
what it was.
Yeah.
They wanted to move back further because they're like, 101 miles per hour? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Yeah, 60 feet, 6 inches coming right at your face, right? Like, let's back it up to, what, 62 and call it a day? I mean, how much further are you going to back it up?
Just leave it.
Yeah, just leave it alone, man. Let make people adjust.
We asked a question on the text line, Jay Southantosa, or text line, the greatest sitcom character of all time.
Jay Binkley immediately texted me this one.
Did you really?
Do you know who Jay Binkley said was
Al Bundy?
No. Oh. God, no. No. That's another good guess, too, though, but you're 0 for 2. It was actually Hayden Fox from Coach. Yeah, he picked a fictional football coach to be the greatest sitcom character of all time.
Okay. Who's yours?
It's Sophia Petrillo from Golden Girls. I love Estelle Getty. Nobody could deliver a one line like her. She was fantastic.
This is tough for me.
Okay.
Are sitcoms, like, would you consider, like, HBO show sitcoms?
Like, talking about Curb, or are you talking about,
like, Game of Thrones? That's not a sitcom.
That's not a sitcom.
Right.
No,
sitcoms
no.
like Friends, Seinfeld, yeah, yes, stuff like that. Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Like, is Eastbound and Down, is that a sitcom?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're laughing. Yeah. It's a situational comedy. You're laughing. Yeah, I'm good
Kenny
with
Powers
that.
Is high on my list.
Yeah, Kenny Powers in season one was good.
Weird. Which to me was funny when him and what's his buddy's name go to Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. What was that guy's name? I can't even remember it now. Like Danny or something. Season three I thought better than season
Stevie.
Two. Stevie.
Yeah.
And I thought Will Ferrell in season one was freaking outstanding as a car dealer, right?
When you hear the drop on our show, this is like, feel it in my plums.
Yeah.
That's from Eastbound and Down.
Right, yeah. A great first season. That rivals the first season or any season of just about any show on television.
From the 75, greatest sitcom character has got to be the Cosmo Kramer, the Ass Man.
The Ass Man,
I do have mine from that show. I think it's Costanza. Because my whole life in the restaurant industry, my boss has always said, why are you George Costanza? Because I'd be like, why do we sing at tables? Like, no, that's dying out.
Right.
You know, why are people able to bring in their own goldfish and then they just put them all over the floor? I don't understand it.
Right. That's not being George Costanza. That's asking real questions. Like, George Costanza ultimately was a loser.
Yeah.
I mean, when you factor it down. Yeah. But I don't
single, never lasted a relationship because it'd be my fault. Like, just kind of the same. Like, liked the restaurant, didn't get to eat there because you wanted the big salad. Now we got to go to this place. It only has eggs, not egg lane, right. Stuff like that. Yeah. So I don't know. There's a lot of similarities there. And then my other one is Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil was always a good, he was Uncle a good Phil for a dope, life man. Lesson, man.
Dude, he's just dope. Like Uncle Phil was just like when the scene in Fresh Prince where he goes in and plays pool and just cleans house and everyone's like, oh, he's got that swag to him. And then also like, he just reminds me of that guy in your life, if you had it, where it can be fun in games, but there's going to be a couple times where it's like, listen,
yeah,
I'm telling you this because I care. And that's what Uncle Phil was for me, because like growing up in the 90s, like Fresh Prince was, I mean, a different culture of a show for me, right? Being a white kid from the suburbs, watching a show with Will Smith and Carlton, all these other guys that were different than me, but I could relate. And I love that.
Did you choose Uncle Phil before you knew that Quincy Jones passed away?
No, I did not.
Okay, so but that's a great tie into today, because Quincy Jones created Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right. And he passed away last night, so yeah. It's just kind of a really good tie-in there with him. Mac, do you even know what a sitcom is, and who would be yours? Like Doug from whatever the show that was?
Who's Doug? What?
There was a show called Doug. Wasn't there like a cartoon show on Nickelodeon?
Yeah, it was a great show.
Like, yeah, right. Like, I figured that was kind of Mac's wheelhouse. I like Doug and from Blue's Clues.
I could did a Steve and Blue's Clues. I could
Steve.
If we did a trivia on Doug, man, we're good. You want characters? Roger Klotz, pork chop. Wow. Dog, yeah, Patty Mayonnaise.
That is not my wheelhouse at all.
Mayor from Bluffington was BB's dad. The Beats.
You're good at this stuff with shows and movies. He pulls out quotes.
I'm not a show movie guy.
I told you guys, I'm a loser.
I know the shows and movies that I like. Yep. And like last night, the football game got boring. I'm watching reruns of Murphy Brown. Like that's kind of where I am. Like, gotcha. I don't need the new stuff. You know, I sound like my father. I need your music. Let me put on Light FM and listen to the music. Like, this is kind of where I am. But like another great sitcom character. And is
South Park a sitcom?
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh,
then Cartman. Randy, Randy Marsh.
Randy Marsh is a good one. Yeah. I've always loved Cartman. Dude. Yeah. But Randy Marsh got better as the show went on. You know, like he became more of a central figure.
Sharon, check this out. Oh my God. Why'd you sell me a picture of poop?
Chasm. Oh, speaking of poop.
Oh God.
Okay.
Speaking of poop, our friend Ben Maller sent me this text this morning. A naked British tourist has plunged through his hotel balcony while allegedly being extremely drunk and covered in poo. The 51-year-old man is said to have been found with his legs dangling above a packed-out cafe in Thailand. And here's a picture of the guy wrapped in a hotel sheet, hanging through a balcony, covered in poo.
So who's your favorite sitcom character?
Michael Scott's got to be up there. Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny.
A lot of Dwight Schrute was really good too.
Yeah.
I saw Barney Stinson on the text line. That's a good one for How I Met Your Mother.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to encourage you guys too, you two specifically, to go back and watch WKRP in Cincinnati. And you'll start watching this. You're like, oh my God. It's based on a real radio station in Atlanta that I actually worked for the owners of at one point in time, it was awful. But Dr. Johnny Fever was an amazing sitcom character. Howard Hessman, he was fantastic in just about everything he did. But you go watch him as Dr. Johnny Fever. You're like, oh my God, that's the radio industry 2AT.
Where can I find it?
Wherever.
Internets.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Is Baywatch a sitcom?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's a drama?
I don't know if that's a drama, but it's not a sitcom.
I mean, they almost drowned out there. If it wasn't for Pamela Anderson and David Hasselhoff, there could have been a lot of dead people.
David Hasselhoff is huge in Germany.
Of course. Yeah. Say his last name.
Hasselhoff.
Thank you. Yeah.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.